For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. House of Time performs this weekend in New Haven. The New York-based ensemble is dedicated to authentic performances of 17th and 18th century music. That includes playing instruments from that time period. Here is the opening phrase of Mozart's Adagio for English horn played on modern instruments. Here's the same passage performed on period instruments by House of Time. The differences may be subtle, but playing on period instruments is the driving force of House of Time, delivering performances that are as authentic as possible to the period in which they were originally performed. Baroque oboist Gonzalo Ruiz says there is a discernible difference between the Baroque oboe and the modern version of the instrument.
The Baroque oboe was meant to be very vocal and warm and sort of blendy. It never had to stick out the way a modern oboe does in an orchestra surrounded by lots of other different sounds.
House of Time violinist Tatiana Dalbeck says playing period instruments poses some unique challenges.
We're using instruments that don't have all the hardware and chin rest and shoulder rest things that modern players today have, basically to make their lives easier, I would say. So we're sort of creating a sound with the instrument that, you know, it's sort of stripped to its bare bones. And we're using the violin without these extra pieces of hardware. And it's definitely a technical challenge, especially on the body.
Dalbeck says the proliferation of period instrument groups has reshaped the public's perception of Baroque music from a restrained, almost austere experience to something a little wilder.
I like the dance quality. You know, sometimes it's a little bit like rock and roll, even like playing a Vivaldi concerto or a Bach trio. It's like you can stamp your foot to it.
House of Time performs this Sunday at 3 p.m. at Sprague Memorial Hall in New Haven. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.